This is a press conference extra. I am Andy Heaton. I am joined by the dream team of Mike Bancoli and Martin Fitzgerald for the last press conference extra of the season after Arne Slot has given his thoughts on, well, was supposed to give his thoughts on the upcoming game against Crystal Palace, despite not mentioning them once in the in his meeting with the media. Man, it's slightly bizarre how little Palace chat there was.
Yeah, pretty much zero Palace chat. Certainly not about the upcoming game. I think he referenced the fact that they won the cup. I'm not even sure if he did that. But he was late again. You know, let's not have our standards slip. And he was late again by, I think, 8 minutes, which meant I had to put up with that music, that Guantanamo Bay style music for 8 minutes, and watch all those people shouting at each other in the comments. So can you not say, I'd like him to stop doing that. But yeah, there was very little focus on the game. It seemed a little bit, you know, last school day, you know, wear your own clothes, bring a game in.
Mike, I mean, where are you with it? I mean, it was all, I mean, I understand why there was plenty to talk about, but it's kind of like, given the week Palace have had, you'd think maybe there might have been a little more chat about them.
But that's not a journalist, right? Like, none of the journalists ask him a question about Palace. The questions they ask him, some of them are quite dull, to be honest with you. Like the kind of classic train question, which we'll get onto a bit later. But I mean, like, the manager can't just randomly talk about something he's not asked about. Like, I guess he can. He does do that sometimes, but it would be odd if he just randomly spoke up at Crystal Palace when he's asked about Mo Salah, and like Mo Salah winning the Ballon d'Or, for example. Which, I mean, and Ballon d'Or chat's always a bit of a boring one for me, but like, people want to talk about the Ballon d'Or. So yeah, he can only control the narrative so much, the manager. But what I would say is he's definitely so laid back. Like, we've obviously watched like loads of his press conferences this season, and you can see a journey he's gone on. Like, he was quite, you know, I wouldn't say he was serious and boring in his initial ones, but he definitely was quite, like, straight to the point, whereas now he's actively trying to make us laugh. There's the purple bins joke, which he kind of pauses for a laugh after he cracks it. So I think he's laid back. The manager's basically, like, he's in IB for half the time. He's probably going to go to Dubai after the game and then come back for the parade. He's just living his best life, you know, so I don't blame him. I do not blame him at all.